The Irish Farmers Association is looking for almost 70 million euro in emergency funding for tillage farmers hit by the recent wet weather. The IFA says that without urgent action, the area under tillage across the country could drop by up to 11% this year. Growers in North Dublin have been meeting this morning on the ongoing weather conditions, continuing to pose significant challenges for them. Among them is Patrick Dehan, a potato and tillage farmer. He's been telling us about the impact of the bad weather on his farm.
Normally this time of the year we would have most of our spring cereal planting done and we would be planting potatoes now. But the potato planting is a long way ahead of us yet because of the weather, and the grain planting hasn't even started either.
So what at the moment are conditions like on your land?
Conditions now are, as my colleagues have said here this morning, none of them, young or old, have ever seen conditions as horrendous as they are at the minute. We've got water lying on top of ploughed ground. It's just impossible to get anything done.
So in terms of planting, putting down seed, that's just not possible in those conditions. If you tried to, what would happen?
Well, it's not that you could try. It's physically you cannot. The ground will not carry machinery at the moment of any description, heavy or light. It's a waiting game at the minute, but the window for sowing most of our crops has already passed for optimum growing conditions. We would kind of consider the 10th of April to be a cut-off point for especially spring wheat and beans. That's gone now with the weather we've had. Most of your listeners will know the amount of rain we've had this morning. We had another 10 mil. Our total for the week is up to 2 inches. So that's going to take at least 10 days before we can get machinery out on ground again, which brings you to the 20th of April. So the returns on any crops are going to be financially unviable.
And this is the worst conditions, is it, Patrick, that you've seen in all the time, the years you've been farming?
Yeah, well, I'm farming nearly 40 years and my father farmed before that. And we've had years that were difficult, but not as prolonged as they are now. I don't think we've had 6 consecutive dry days since July of last year, 23.
I mean, what are your options at this stage, even if the land does begin to dry out and it stops raining or you get some kind of a break?
Well, I suppose the options are that we put the crop in anyway and take the risk that we will get a return on it. But without suitable support, the grain industry in this country is going to be in serious trouble.
So would you be considering, for example, turning the land this year at least over to livestock? Is that an option?
Well, that's not really an option. It takes time to grow grass. You can't just do that overnight. That's not an option, no. It's not an option.
Obviously, you're not alone. You've been meeting, as you said there, with neighbours from across North Dublin, all of them facing the same kind of issues.
Absolutely, yeah. We're all like for like. We all grow cereals and we grow potatoes, and everybody's asking questions like, do we sow? Do we not sow? Do we leave the land fallow? If we leave the land fallow, where does that leave the livestock industry? Because then we're producing less grain again. As it is, Ireland on a whole probably produces somewhere in the region of 2 million tonnes of grain a year, but we annually would import up to 4 million tonnes. So our annual need for grain is about 6 million tonnes to support the livestock industry. It's going to leave a shortage in Ireland that's going to have to be filled by imports.
And Patrick, from the point of view of consumers, is this going to mean fewer Irish potatoes, for example, on our shelves later this year?
Well, definitely on the potato end of things and the vegetable end of things, it's going to have a serious knock-on impact, because the rooster that's available from last season is running out. There are still a substantial amount in the ground from last year that cannot be harvested. The reports I've got this morning is that most of those are not going to be harvested now because they're regrowing in the soil. Yeah, it's going to leave a shortage. Will it be filled by imports? I don't know, because conditions in the UK and Northern Europe are similar to here.
North Dublin tillage farmer Patrick Dehan speaking to us a little earlier. Well, Kieran McEvoy is chair of the Irish Farm Association Grain Committee and he's on the line now. Kieran McEvoy, welcome to the programme. Thanks for taking our call. The IFA is putting forward a proposal for what you describe as a tillage survival scheme, and I do want to talk to you about that in just a moment. But first of all, you're farming there in County Laois. Are the sort of conditions that we were hearing described there by Patrick what you're experiencing as well?
Absolutely, Brian. Yeah, and look at it's mirrored all over the country. Like, no part of the country has gotten a break. We were on a meeting yesterday, and Met Éireann said that there was between 150 and 200% more rain already fell this spring than normal. And it's raining kind of since last June, on and off. It's nearly raining non-stop since then.
So, what are you looking for? What is this proposal you're putting to government?
Look, at it, we have we've been flagging that there's a problem in the tillage sector before this weather event. It's not knee-jerk to the weather, but this just highlights the crisis that's on tillage farms. We're looking for a package around 67 million to support the tillage farmers that stay here, to stop the slippage that's happening in the acreage, and hopefully to build on and expand the tillage sector, which is a government target. But realistically, it's a survival for 2024 is the immediate ask, and a long-term five-year plan to support tillage farmers, to keep them in business, and to try and see can we expand the tillage area. But as I say, to try and stop the shrinkage at the moment is our biggest concern.
I was just going to say, in a statement this lunchtime, the Minister of Agriculture, Charlie McConnell-Logue, has acknowledged the crisis that's been faced in the tillage sector, but he says there's still a planting window for crops, although he appreciates the risks associated in all of this for farmers. He's asked his department to continue to monitor the situation closely and will consider how farmers might best be supported in the most appropriate way. Now, is he correct? Is there still a window of opportunity here?
I don't see how there's a window to sow, but I mean, the viability of some of these crops will have to be questioned. And the further you go south, it's probably way too late. And, you know, the more you move north, there might be some opportunity. But according to the Chagas figures, if we had have had an optimum growing season, and you know, we were still only probably at break even in a lot of these crops. So every day is eaten into that. So there's going to be huge losses occurred on tillage farms this year after a bad harvest of 2023. And I mean, the financial impacts of that are going to be detrimental and a disaster for tillage farmers.
But a scheme that would cost, by your own calculation, 67 million euro and spread over 5 years, that's a big number. And it also perhaps doesn't take into account that this is one particular year. Conditions could be very different next year.
Yeah, what we're saying here is there's an immediate ask for 2024, and there's a long-term plan for 2020 for 5 years after that. It seems a large number to ask for, but I mean, if we were serious, and I think the government are serious about having a tillage sector, keeping a tillage sector and expanding it, it's going to take a financial package, a minimum financial package like this to do so.
And in the absence of that, what faces the tillage sector, and particularly in terms of our climate goals, the objectives to significantly increase tillage?
It just won't happen, Brian. And that's a very blunt answer to a question. It just won't happen if the tillage sector is not supported. It'll decline even further, and it'll become just less and less.
OK, well, listen, we shall see. Perhaps there'll be further developments in the days ahead, and we'll keep an eye on this. Kieran McEvoy, Chair of the IFA Grain Committee, thank you very much for that.